Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to the Comedy Trap House, and anything else Rome says between this intro, I don't know, but he's not here, so I'm taking over, and you got me and Emmanuel in the building. What's up?
What's up, man? That was pretty good.
I know, man. Yeah, you know, Rome's not a professional like
that. That was at least at the level Rome does, so you know.
That was my floor. That was my floor.
That
so
was my floor.
I'm happy I could please you in that aspect.
I feel like we're missing Rome, so we've been unprofessional. I'm over here eating fucking... What is it? Some type of snack bar.
Oh, granola bar?
There you go.
Those are pretty damn good.
Those are pretty damn good.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love the oats and honey one.
If you in a pinch, when you just need a quick snack.
You don't got to be in a pinch.
You
just
be,
whenever you just want to eat.
You can be in a grab.
You can
not
be in a
pinch.
A full grab.
A full grab. Give me that.
And it's going to be great. But we're going to talk about what everyone's talking about today.
What's everybody talking about?
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say coronavirus.
That too.
That's a serious issue.
It depends where you live at.
You heard they found another patient. I think there's 9 officially in the U.S.
Any in L.A.?
In California. Not L.A., I don't think so. But okay. There is, I think, 1 in California.
Stay out of L.A.
Mm-hmm. And I think Illinois.
Anybody who want to make
hold on real quick. They said the first transferred one happened in Illinois, I believe. And it was from a woman. Mm-hmm. That went to, Wuhan. Mm-hmm. That went to Wuhan. She came back. She had it. And she ended up giving it to her husband, who was just chilling.
He was just chilling in a pinch eating his granola bar.
He was chilling eating a granola bar in a grab, and he was chilling. This man ended up contracting the virus. How mad would you be at your wife?
I'm going to be mad because now I'm going to miss the Super Bowl.
Right.
You can't go to no Super Bowl parties because I got the coronavirus.
Bitch, you give me this goddamn coronavirus. I'm over here trying to drink a Corona. You give me a coronavirus. That was too easy. But go ahead.
That's funny. That's funny. But the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs pulled it off, came back in the fourth quarter. They came back in every playoff game this year, mm-hmm. actually. You just can't count out Patrick Mahomes. No matter how bad he does, first three quarters, don't count him out.
I literally texted Cam like within the third quarter saying, defense, defense, defense. And he agreed. He texted out, he said, that's all he wants for the team. And I agreed. Yes. By the time they came back, this man Cam texted me, offense. And I said the next day, I was like, nah, Mahomes. Because that man, he is the new elite.
Yes.
He's the new elite.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, now you can crown him. I don't like crowning people in the first year.
Yeah,
you roll with him for the first year. I said he was good, but don't crown him.
I was gambling, but
because once the league figure out, we've seen it many times before, one-year wonders. But He got it.
He got it.
Like, he the best quarterback out here.
We were talking about the other day how it's kind of like a changing of the guard now, mm-hmm. because Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all these
Phillip
guys.
Philip Rivers,
you know, Eli Manning. All these people are starting to exit the NFL now. We're starting to see the shift over to the
Sam
younger
Bradford. He's probably pretty sure he's on some team stealing money.
Bradford.
He stole the most money ever by a football player.
He just looked like he wear a lot of the
curve.
Shit he wearing.
Oh.
It's a flannel.
I thought you say curve.
Curve.
But, yeah.
Cool.
That guy, when you the best player on the field, sometimes there's nothing you could do. It's just nothing you could do, but honestly,
they had him, though.
San Fran lost that game.
They lost that game.
Kyle Shanahan lost two Super Bowls.
I'm telling you, man, that's very – the offense is what – because that defense had Mahomes for as long as you could possibly keep Mahomes down. They just needed to score more points.
That's twice Kyle Shanahan has lost a Super Bowl. Hey, for his team.
Listen, like, Kyle Shanahan was formerly our coach for the Washington Redskins.
We're talking about Super Bowl stuff. So
when we got three Super Bowls, so I don't know what I'm talking about
Kyle Shanahan and Super Bowls. When he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, he started making some questionable calls in that game that allowed the Patriots to come back. Yeah.
That's the coordinator?
Yes. He lost two Super Bowls.
That's right. That's
because of his play calling. So that's the first one. Then last night, instead of running the ball, he started letting Jimmy G throw, and that's where it all went down.
Now you're making it Jimmy G versus Patrick Mahomes, and that's a losing matchup. If you're putting it on Jimmy G's back, it's not allowed a back to, you know.
I just hate when coaches do that. Like, they switch up everything that got you there. Everything that got you through the playoffs, won all these games, was your running game and your defense, and then you want to switch it up. But even when you didn't have to. You were in the lead, and you switched it up.
Yeah,
I can understand if you were behind, okay, now you got to start throwing that rock. But you had the lead. You had two interceptions. You were up 20 like the 10. Run the ball.
Maybe it's a change of tactic, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people may think, listen, as soon as we come out second half, we switching it up because Kansas City is proven to figure you out in the second half.
But they haven't. In the first three quarters, they ran for 109 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not stopping the run.
That's all on Kyle right there. Do you know how many yards they have in the second half?
I have no idea. But it wasn't enough.
It
wasn't enough.
It was just crazy because we had my former coach in there and two of my former corners, Breshad Breeland and what's that young dude name?
Fuller.
And Kendall Fuller. We had all three of those. The head coach, both of them got interceptions. And the other one, I mean, you know, the coach made it to the Super Bowl. He ain't win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy for Andy Reid at the end of the day.
That's who I wanted. I wanted him to win.
How could you be mad at Andy Reid?
Like, you can't be mad at Andy Reid.
You can't be mad at Andy Reid.
Hate everyone in our division, but I loved Andy Reid. Even though he was the opposite coach, I always liked him. He's such a lovable guy.
What?
He said,
I would love to just give him a hug on that field.
They said, what are you going to do after that? What are you going to do now? He said, I'm going to get the biggest cheeseburger. That's what he said.
He said that for
real? Yeah. I'm about to go get the biggest. I may make it a double.
We better. Andy, we need you around a couple more years.
Hopefully it's an impossible cheeseburger.
Right, impossible.
Or Beyond Meat cheeseburger.
Oh, my
but
God.
But here's the thing. I watched the game at Green Bench House. I know y'all always hear us talking about that. So. It was good. Mm-hmm. Mostly 49ers.
Yeah. 49er fan?
Yes. You know, okay. Nick's a 49er
yeah,
fan,
right, yeah.
So he had his jersey
on. Was he in there? Or
oh, yeah. He was in there the whole time, too.
Because I know we talked about he might be staying in his own room to watch
and I've seen the excitement, and then I seen when it started going downhill.
Oh, my God.
And then Romello in there like, let's go, Anthony. I was like, come on, man.
Hold on. Romello was going for Kansas City?
Yeah, me and him was going. But I wasn't selling out. I wasn't celebrating. Yeah. I'm sitting right next to Nick.
When it's not your team, it's kind of corny to sell out.
Yeah, I'm not going hard for it. But here's the thing. Lewis, Nick, and John all lost Super Bowls. John's a Panther fan, lost Super Bowl. Lewis is a Falcon fan, lost the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Now Nick.
Hold on, he's a what fan?
Falcon fan.
Falcon, damn.
And then Nick. So they all hugged. They're like, we know we've been there.
Damn.
Welcome to the club, losing that Super Bowl.
So right now, Nick is really carrying Green Bench when it comes to Super Bowls, though. Even though he just lost, San Fran got what, five? Okay, that's carrying the team. But look at Dorm Tame between the Cowboys and the Redskins.
That's eight Super Bowls.
That's eight Super Bowls right there. So, you know, let's see.
But I felt bad for him. I felt it. I felt it, dog. I just seen it on his face. Mm. Romelu tried to shake his hand. Nigga, I ain't shaking your hand after all that shit you was talking.
That's hilarious.
But besides the game, I'm not going to lie. That halftime show was really good.
They killed it, didn't they?
I was not.
They killed it.
I had no expectations. I didn't even know who was performing, honestly. Until it came on. But I was like, they are murdering these dance moves.
And I don't care for half the music. Like, maybe 80% of the music. Like, I just don't. Like, I'm not a fan of J-Lo's and Shakira's music like that. I don't listen.
They got some good music.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I don't bump Shakira and J-Lo like
you
do.
What you got against belly dancers?
You be bumping Shakira?
What you got against belly dancers?
I don't got nothing. Listen, don't start.
I'm from Miami. You know I hear some Shakira growing up.
You're going to be having to talk about hashtag fucking belly dancers matter. Gonna be
they're
tweeting
right.
me.
The way those hips are moving, they do.
they do.
But they was killing that choreography. That choreography, I was like, yo. My mind was low-key blown. I'm like, they are murdering
I was blown away by the choreography, by the singing, too, by just everything, the whole performance.
No, J-Lo was lip-syncing.
But I think both of them lip-sync a little bit. Yeah, both of them were lip-syncing. But they both look amazing. J-Lo is 50 years old. Shakira's 41 or something like that.
Amazing.
This is a new, the standard is being set right here. Like,
here's my thing.
That's a hard. No, I shouldn't say that's the standard, but that's a hard.
If you are as rich as them and you not caught up in a bunch of drama, what's aging you? What's
gonna age you? That's not true.
What's gonna age you?
That's not true. What about Oprah? What about there's a lot.
She look good for her age.
Yeah, but she don't look like that.
Well, she's way older than them.
How much older?
She got at least be 60.
She 52.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Let me. How old?
She
is
ain't
Oprah?
White. She's not a white man, so she won't.
66 years old. She look good for her age.
Yeah, Oprah does look good. I shouldn't throw her on the bus. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of even celebrities that don't look that good.
Because they got a bunch of drama and they not as rich as them.
I don't know, man. That's not. You tell me there are no ugly celebrities.
But then look. Also,
no unattractive
celebrities. You got to factor in that these people work out constantly. That dancing is a workout in itself.
Yeah.
But they also work out, take care of themselves.
But
they
look incredible.
J-Lo's still on TV, so she going to take care of herself.
If the camera was maybe, you know, if some of the mid shots, I'm thinking I'm looking at 20-year-olds dancing. I'm not. Shakira looked good for her.
They both look good. They all
J-Lo
look good.
I mean,
backup
come on.
Dancers look good. I'm not talking about little kids when the little kids came out.
All right, let's take it real, you know, let's just talk. Like, which one would you rather be with? If you had the opportunity.
You talking about relationship or this?
If you had the opportunity to spend a night with one of these older women.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both MILFs. So I think, you know, maybe they have, J-Lo has kids.
Her kid was on there singing with her.
And it's, dog. That's incredible. But So which one are you going with? Shakira, J-Lo, one night of just madness of love.
All right. I can't just answer this quickly. I got to break it down. There's history with J-Lo.
Okay. Here we go.
We've been lusting over J-Lo for a long
for
time.
For years. Selena.
Selena.
When I saw that booty and that red.
If she come out, if she doing some cosplay and some role play in Selena outfit, then it may have to go Selena. Man to go J-Lo. But you got the Selena moment. You got the green dress at the Grammy moment, whatever show that
Ooh,
was.
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, yes.
You got the whole, this music video.
Just being
you
part
got,
of hip-hop, too.
You
like
got her
being
new,
in Ja Rule, her and Ja Rule.
All of that. You got the new Hustlers movie, her and that.
Hustlers, that's right.
You got her performing last night. All of that stuff.
And she was in a great sci-fi that never gets any credit called Cell. I don't know. No, I don't know if anybody's ever watched that. You should check it out. I think it's called The Cell or Cell.
But then
you don't remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's one
so good in that
meme time. That's going around the internet. When they turned around, they both shaking their butts.
Yes. And it's going around?
Yes. It's going around all over the internet. Even if you didn't see that, you've seen that moment. It's
right,
that
right,
and Shakira
right.
flicking her tongue. Those are two
that was
images
so weird,
going
man.
Out.
Was that?
It was weird, but Shakira was killing her in that move.
In
it
the twerking?
Yeah,
the butt twerking?
Yeah,
are you sure? I thought when J-Lo turned. No, you might be right.
Yeah.
It might have been Shakira. Yeah, I remember being surprised.
So
a little more jiggle.
So
right?
If you talking about this a recent moment, that may do the edge.
But you know, J-Lo, see, this is the thing about J-Lo. J-Lo lost some confidence at one point. Because J-Lo was known to have a fat ass since she was on that goddamn comedy show. What's it called?
comedy show?
Yeah,
oh, Living Color?
In Living Color. Okay. When she was on Living Color.
She was one of the fly girls.
She was one of the fly girls. She was a dancer on there, but everybody just, she stood out. Like, mm-hmm. J-Lo was this thick Puerto Rican chick, you know what I'm saying? And she looked great. And once she started getting famous, post-Cell, I think it was post the movie Cell.
Is this post-Cell, pre-Diddy?
I think post-Cell, maybe post-Diddy. Because so after Diddy, she started losing the booty. I remember even her talking about it. She felt insecure and started feeling self-conscious about it. And she started like getting really skinny. She started losing a lot of weight. And I don't know if it was to keep up with the rest of Hollywood or whatever. But I think more recently, in the 2010s, mm-hmm. she started getting it back. I think it's once Instagram and all this stuff, when booty started popping again. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian leading the way that black women said. A fat assery.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that she started to embrace it again.
Mm-hmm.
And there was starting to be pictures of her online getting a little thicker in that booty. I was like, okay, J-Lo, this is mm-hmm. the J-Lo we want. But when she works out, I think it's when she works out and she's preparing for a long, like a big show like this, mm-hmm. she loses a lot of weight because she's dancing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So she probably lost her booty in that moment is the conclusion I'm trying to get to.
No, it wasn't about the size of the booty. It's about the move. I'm talking about
really?
I'm
was
only
it just
talking
strictly
about the move.
Movement?
Yeah, I'm not even talking
Are
about.
Are you sure it wasn't the size that made it jiggle a little more or something?
The Shakira, this was a better dancer.
Okay, in general.
Yeah, it looked a lot better than J-Lo's in that particular moment.
I thought J-Lo was killing them when they started singing the samba.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
you know, the
they killed the overall choreography.
Salsa.
I'm just talking about that one moment when they turned around.
Salsa.
And it was just shaking.
Yeah.
Shakira looked better.
Shakira's looked better. Can you pull it up real quick?
I don't know where it's I can't find it
Come on,
fast.
Man, please.
I got to talk.
Please.
No.
Why are you doing this to me?
We'll look at it later.
All right. You promise?
Yeah.
All right.
So, commercials. What commercials did you like?
I'm not even going to front. Maybe I was like halfway not watching or something, but nothing caught my attention like that.
I was
nothing.
Really hoping you had one because I couldn't hear the commercials where I was. It was a little too loud. But the one I do remember is the one with Lil Nas X. I mean,
which one was that?
With him dancing, it was a Doritos commercial.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
he was dancing.
There was a Procter & Gamble commercial for all their, like it had a mix of Old Spice guy was on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a bunch
of the different mm-hmm. products for Breeze and all this. I just remember seeing, they put them all together, but...
I think
was there anything that really stood out outside of trailers? We'll get to trailers in a second.
This is what stood out to us because we started laughing about it.
Okay.
Every commercial was like an electric car.
Yes, that's right.
Or a little black boy running.
You remember running.
Yeah, you remember the one when the black boy runs to the stadium?
It's himself, right? He's talking to himself?
No, he's running to the stadium with the blonde hair, and everyone's chasing him trying to tackle him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But there was another one where the football player is talking to himself. In the past, he's like, if I was to talk to myself and he was running and he picked him up, and that was for a car, too.
That was Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah,
it was for a car, electric car, I think.
That's what I'm saying. It was electric cars, black boys running.
That was the theme.
I was just laughing the whole time. Like, it's more electric cars. It was just.
Well, so what is your theory on the, why? Why black boy running electric cars?
One person said that the numbers for football are going down with youth. So they trying to show youth playing football, at least that commercial with the football one, trying to show youth playing football to encourage more football. Because they said in the youth leagues, the numbers are going down because the parents are concerned with the CTE and concussion. Mm. So I like that's a good theory.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just funny to me. I had no conclusion. I was just laughing about it.
That is hilarious.
They show so many electric cars.
That is hilarious. I guess the parents, they're trying to say, kids need to play more football. Parents need a way to save money to get them to football.
Mm-hmm.
So electric car, black kid. No. Why black kid? If it was a white kid, it wouldn't be.
Because it's football.
He wouldn't influence somebody, right?
It's football.
He wouldn't influence
it's
somebody.
Football.
Right? Black kid going,
85% of the league is black.
Yeah.
It's football.
It's football. But they promote it. Never mind. All right.
It's football.
It's football.
Now, this is the topic I really wanted to talk about.
Hold on.
Today.
Are we going? Okay,
you got more about Super Bowl? If you got
more, commercial, Super Bowl wise, just as far as the game,
it was a good game.
It was a great game. Love. We talked about it might be a comeback or not. You know what I'm saying? I like seeing comebacks. Great overall game. Was there anything that stood out that happened? Like, Mahomes got hit one time where I thought he got killed.
Well, he got hit a couple times, but it's the last game of the season. You just got to lay it all out.
You got to lay it all out.
Months to recover. 5 months to recover. So it's whatever at that point. But nothing I can think of happened out of the ordinary.
They saluted Kobe, right? At the opening.
Yeah, they saluted Kobe.
Stood at the 24 line.
Yolanda Adams did song and Demi Lovato song.
I didn't miss Demi. How she do it?
She did good.
They said she predicted 10 years ago that she would be doing it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A lot of people do that come up. Like Tyler Selma won a Grammy and got a Grammy.
Nice.
So a bunch of people. But other than that, nothing. Oh, Meek Mill looked very unathletic pregame. He was on the field. Shit. They was trying to throw footballs and stuff. He was slipping and stuff. It just,
oh, damn.
Everyone's saying that he had no choice but to rap.
Damn, man. Had. But was he like, you know, was he in like.
Yes, but it's still. You can
athletic attire?
No.
Yeah, he was like
but
in
But it
home
don't
boy.
Matter. You know an athlete, regardless of what they're like, wearing, they still going to look athletic. He don't look athletic.
Don't
I've
look
seen
athletic.
Him in
yeah.
sportswear, still don't look athletic.
Right,
so
right.
It's just he's not athletic.
Oh, man.
And when you're not on a main stage like Super Bowl, don't go out there. Trying to run routes and stuff.
Oh, man. Come on. I mean, he's just trying to show how he can get on the field, you know, whatever.
You already seen that. He walked on with Jay-Z. What more to that? What more do you need than that?
I mean, he got to show out. You seen Rick Ross' house, which we about to talk about.
We're going
to
talk about that. But let's talk about these trailers. There was a couple trailers they showed. I'm pretty sure I know which one you want to talk about. But the first one I want to talk about is the Fast and Furious 9 trailer.
Yes.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't care
they
what
don't
you say,
fuck.
What you think. They're going to do the most ridiculous stunts. This man, Vin Gasolina, caught a car. Emmanuel. He was on top of a car. A car was flipping towards him with all his momentum and weight.
Him.
And he just put up two hands and stopped it.
They're trying to become Marvel. Right? They're trying to become Marvel.
He
They're trying to be
a
superheroes.
Car.
They not this ain't human beings anymore.
He caught a car.
But you what, man?
What human can do that?
He is Groot. He is Groot. Real life.
Like when I saw that, I just put my head down. Like y'all are ridiculous.
I mean, you. What about the Tarzan swing off the goddamn?
Well, we gonna get there.
Okay,
we gonna
all
get
right.
there. But I'm still baffled by the car thing. That's what set it off. He caught a car.
Listen, we've seen in other ones and Pat. I didn't. To be honest with you, I didn't see. I missed the last two, three. The last two good ones to me were 4 and 5.
Which ones are those?
Those are the first ones that I believe introduced The Rock. That was the first time, and it was, and I think, and it was before what's his name died.
Walker.
Yeah, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
It was before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Those two that came out like after Tokyo Drift.
I ain't gonna lie, I like Tokyo Drift.
I'm not.
I'm not gonna lie, I did like Tokyo Drift.
Not for me. Maybe I gotta see it again.
No, don't see it again. I'm not saying it's a good movie. I said I like it.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah,
please don't.
Yeah, I just know the first one I remember liking. Second one I hated. I remember going into the movie theaters like, okay, Fast and Furious 2, this should be good. And I was like, oh, Tyrese in it? Okay, baby boy, let's do it. I never hated Tyrese more than I hated him in Fast and Furious.
No, but look, no.
Dog.
Tyrese
Maybe
is the best
Instagram.
Part of Fast and Furious. He's so funny.
No, now he is.
He's hilarious.
No, he
in the
became
movie.
That. He became that mm-hmm. eventually, for sure. But that first, that's, or Too Fast, Too Furious, I just hated. I hated
too
the soundtrack.
Fast, too
I hated everything about the title. I hated the name. It was just corny. It was weird. But 4 and 5 kind of got like more gritty and real. And The Rock came like as this cop, a soldier, whatever the fuck he was. And then and then we went to the theaters to go see 6. You remember that?
We fell asleep. We fell asleep. Yeah. We both fell asleep in that
there
theater.
There was a highway scene. There was a landing scene.
The plane scene.
Yeah, a plane scene. Runway scene where it's supposed to take off. Literally, the plane is going top speed on the runway. And this is the end of the action. This is the climactic scene. This is the third act. And it's going high speed on that runway for 20 minutes. For
what
20
runway
minutes of the
is
end
that
of the
long?
Movie. What runway is that? I'm literally watching. Yo, it hasn't come to an end yet. Like 20 minutes on the
long?
Runway. And they are speeding. I'm
and this
like,
is
right.
when we woke up. This is what we woke up to.
And yeah,
so we slept
yes.
through half the movie. I still don't know
and
what
I
happened.
I think I woke up one time. The Rock was like throwing a
that
guy.
That was seen. That was on the airplane.
His size across the I was like, what is going on?
Let's go back
to
the trailer. Denvin Petroleum.
Dumbass movie.
Denvin Petroleum caught the girl with
it's
his car.
So dumb.
He caught the girl with his car.
Yeah.
He caught the
girl. Hold on,
girl.
Who did that?
Vin Petroleum. He caught the girl with his car. She was falling off of something.
Yeah, yeah.
He spun his car and she landed on the hood perfectly without even denting it.
I'll catch you.
Without even denting it. And then they make eye contact and he keeps a calm face. And this is like, what is going on?
I'm just tired of Vin Diesel, his cutoff shirts, his goddamn beaters.
Wait, hold on.
No one's appropriated beaters more than Vin Diesel.
Hold on. I'm a fan of cutoff shirts. That's all I wear in the house. I don't wear them outside of the house.
You'll be wearing them on film.
Yeah, I'll wear them on film. No, no.
Maybe
in a skit in the house.
Look, dog, every fucking Vin Diesel movie, this man has a beater.
Who's that?
Vin Petroleum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then let's get to the climactic part of the trailer. Then Vin Motor Oil drives his car off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
It catches, luckily, on the rim of the car, and they're just swinging now. And I'm assuming they're going to survive.
If you actually pause it for a minute, like they're in the car. It cuts to a shot of the interior of the car. And the way everybody's reacting is like this.
But that's kind of cool, though. Because just do this so much that you just calm with it.
No. You
just calm with it.
Who just jumping off a cliff so much?
Vin Motor Oil does. What you talking about? He does it, but he's been doing it for nine
movies. No, but even
movies.
The girl, what's her name, Rodriguez.
But she was scared.
She was just,
you're not about to do what I think you're going to do.
Right there. But I'm saying cut to the shot where they're swinging. It cuts to the inside of the car, and all of their reaction is just like, oh, shit.
I actually like that part.
Nah, man. She should be screaming. Like,
Martin
give
would
me scream,
but it ain't Martin.
No, the only person that's screaming is Tyrese. He stays screaming.
Well, he's funny.
Stop screaming, Tyrese.
He's scared.
No, why is he in there?
He's scared. He's in a car with a rocket on top. There's a rocket on top of the car.
But he don't have to act like that every time he's scared, man. Whether it's a welfare check or Fast and Furious, he always screaming. He just need to chill.
Those movies are ridiculous. And I say that all to say, I'm not going to lie, that trailer looked kind of good.
It was kind of entertaining.
I'm not
going to
lie, that trailer looked kind of good.
It was entertaining. I appreciate they go balls to the wall. You know what I'm saying? That you just said, fuck it. Let's just switch genres and just go crazy as shit. Like, I can appreciate that.
They went there.
But
now
I don't
trailer.
Know.
I know what you want to talk about.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Your favorite character. Black Widow, baby. Come on,
man. I thought you was talking about the Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah. Marvel in general, they dropped their trailers.
Mm-hmm.
One was Black Widow, a new trailer for
trash.
That, which was probably the best looking trailer I've seen so far for that movie.
Trash.
The rest of them have looked trash. Yeah, they dropped their trailer for their streaming shows, which includes Falcon and Winter Soldier, and the Scarlet Witch and Vision. I think it's WandaVision is the name of it. It could be cool, though. I think it all has potential to be really cool. I got to see more of a trailer.
I'm saying I was just doing that for the Scarlet one.
Not Scarlett Johansson. This is Scarlet Witch, which
is
a different character.
Okay.
So take back your...
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. You know, a lot of people left the Disney app after
Mandalorian.
Yeah, it was finished.
So like me.
Yeah. Everybody kind of dipped. And not everybody. I think they lost maybe 10 to 20% maybe of their... But with these new shows, I think that's going to bring a lot more people back. And
what about Blade, man? What's the update on Blade show?
Nah, they got... No, it's not a show. It's a movie, though.
Oh, they doing a movie?
Yeah.
It was going to be a show.
No, it's a movie.
Okay. What's the update with that?
I believe it's a movie, yeah.
What's the update on that? That's the one
we
most excited about.
We know who's playing it. What's his name? From Green Book.
Mahershala.
Mahershala's playing Blade.
That's a great choice.
It's a perfect choice,
great choice,
honestly.
Perfect choice. He's the right age.
And talking about like people that are aging well, like J-Lo and whatchamacallit, how about, you know, he's almost like 50.
Yeah, that's what I say. He's the right age.
That's crazy. Is that the right age?
Because Wesley was kind of old in there, too. Wesley wasn't young.
By the end of it, right?
No, the first one, he wasn't young then. Bare minimum, he was 38.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
But I think, like, you know.
But Mahershala, he's a good actor. Like,
yeah, so no, he's a fantastic actor.
He looks like Blade. He has the Blade cut in most movies. That little small high top.
He does.
So, and he got the smile to do a smile that Wesley did.
Right. He's a great actor. He's like one of the best up-and-coming dudes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you have any more trailers? There's something I forgot about. I want to go.
Was there one? There was one more trailer. Let me think real quick. They had the Fast Furious one. I think that was it.
Okay.
I think that was it.
So since Rome is not here and he usually gives you his adventure stories, I'm gonna fill in with him for my adventure.
Okay.
So,
okay.
This weekend. I decided to be a good friend and participate in a birthday brunch.
Okay.
So the birthday brunch, one of the most exciting things about it, it was only 18 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Very underrated feeling.
Right.
When you know you're not going too far.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in Sherman Oaks, and it started at 11 a.m. Being the cordial guy I am, I'm like, I'm going to get there on time for this person's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there at 10:55. I go to the hostess. I say, I'm here for such and such party. She pulls out the list. She said, you are the first one here. I said, look at this. So I'm like, all right. She's like, do you want to sit at the table? It's a 30-seat table. I'm not going in there and sit by myself and having people I don't know this coming. I ain't got no problem talking to people I don't know, but it's just going to be awkward.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there waiting for the birthday girl. So I call her. What's
you
going
on? You the first one there.
How I beat the birthday girl.
That's hilarious.
So I call her. What's going on? Somebody in her group lost the phone. She, little, you can see she's frustrated. We're leaving now. I'm like, oh, Lord. So then I'm just outside. So I'm like, I need to vent. I call Rome. I say, Rome, why people be late? He just starts laughing. And we just going on. And me and Rome are both cordial. After I hang up with him, I call Linda. I said, why y'all be late? Because she be late.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted both perspectives on it. So then the birthday girl hits me back and says, you can go inside. You can sit at the table. I said, no, I'm going to stand out here and wait for you like an upset parent.
That's what
I did. I waited. So then we get in there. Everyone's late.
Yeah.
Still nobody from our party. Just me and another girl, Jess, is there. And then people came an hour late, 45 minutes late. We didn't end up eating until close to 1. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I mean, this is my thing. Let me give you some feedback. Because I personally think, at these events, you should plan to be fashionably late. If for people that don't know Cam, I'm sure our fans do, but this is a man that likes to be on time. Very, you know, like you said, he's cordial with his time.
It's not a party. This is a reservation. She had to make reservations. I'm just sticking to the plan that was presented to me. She said it's the reservations I got to make at 11 a.m.
I wouldn't. I can't even. Yeah, a reservation you usually have to be on time for.
And
yeah.
I was hungry.
You came hungry.
I was hungry.
That's hilarious.
I came hungry,
man.
So I was ready.
Now, did you leave early or did you stay the whole time?
I left a little early.
Okay.
I stayed for, like, when I left, it pretty much was over.
See,
but
here's the benefit to showing up early. I feel like if you show up early, you kind of have more of a right to leave early.
I mean, I got the right whatever.
You got the right
I
to whatever,
up.
But
that's,
it doesn't
that's all
look,
that matters. I
it don't look
up.
Like it don't look like, oh, you know, you just, you know, this person waited for us.
Mm-hmm.
And respecting that person. Oh, you gotta go, okay, I understand you were here early. rather than a person that's just like, you know, shows up late. All right, yo, well, happy birthday. I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
When I did the Romello party a couple days before.
Yeah, yeah.
Came in there for 10 minutes, showed my face. Well, all right, yeah, I'm out.
All right, I'm out. But so I think there is some benefits to showing up early at an event if you want to leave early, if you plan to leave early.
Nah, man, just be on time.
Yeah, man.
Just be on time. Yeah, why can't we be on? Why we got to make so much excuses?
CP time.
Why can't we just be on time?
Do you subscribe to CP time at all?
No.
Yeah.
No. Now, a party, I understand. Be fashionably late if you want to.
Right.
That's a party. This is brunch, a reservation. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to eat. Come on now.
Yeah. Food involved. You gotta structure your time better.
And then what's funny, when the server finally came to take the orders, he started with the girl right to my right,
mm-hmm.
and then went the opposite way.
I would have been like, hey, motherfucker!
He went the opposite way, but whatever.
Give me some
speaking
bread.
Of food, Popeyes.
Yo, did you see... And I
couldn't take myself to look at it. I'm like, this
Are
is
you
ridiculous.
Serious?
This is ridiculous.
Bro, you got to look at
it's
it.
Ridiculous.
Popeyes has dropped a clothing line. We didn't talk about that. It happened, I think, right after we finished our podcast last week. But they dropped the clothing line. And they got, I mean, they promoting it like it's some new Kanye wear. I think it's kind of mimicking Beyonce has a
Ivy Park.
Ivy Park, they teamed up with Adidas. And I think
Popeyes teamed up with
Adidas. No.
Oh.
Ivy Park.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It has
yeah.
a collaboration
you was
with Adidas.
About to blow my mind.
Yeah, Popeyes and Adidas. But I'm saying it looks like that type of style, some mm-hmm. clothing and stuff like that. And I was like, it just like Popeyes right now is somehow like whoever their marketing team is. I'd be shocked first of all if it wasn't an all black because, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be shocked, but this is who directly they're mm-hmm. targeting. Is the black
like,
demographic.
Like, was this for sale
young
or this was like a publicity stunt?
No, they have it for sale, dog.
How much are they selling this stuff for?
I don't even know. I should have looked at the price.
How much are they selling it for? And do they got any cutoff shirts for gasoline? How much are they selling for?
Hold on. Let my girl.
People are buying this?
Hold on. My girl calling me real quick. Hey, baby. Hey, I'm on the podcast right now. Can I call you back?
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
What you up to?
This is ridiculous.
Can't. Oh, okay. You just checking on me. Yeah.
This ridiculous.
Yeah. Cam saying it's ridiculous while we live on the podcast. I'm answering. But this should show you I care. So put this on my brownie points and holler at
Get
me.
Get him
right?
some Popeyes wear for Christmas. For his birthday. But that's people are buying this?
No. Legit. People are buying it, man. And I ain't going front.
People make me mad, dog. People make me mad.
I ain't going front,
Don't
man.
Don't you say it.
I'm Don't not going to say, gonna say nice. I'm not going to say it's fresh, but for Popeye's clothing.
And it says Popeye's
on
it.
Come on, man. Some of, I don't know if it all says, but it's the colors. The colors are like brown and like those Popeye's colors, but they make it work.
Dude, there's no chicken on any of these clothes, right?
I don't believe there's chicken. Maybe you get one on the back pocket or something?
Come
like
on,
some old Jabro jeans? Let me see.
Come on, man.
What was that? You remember that clothing line that had like a kid's face? What was it like?
A kid's face?
Yeah, he was like a boy with a, like making a mean face. I don't know if it was Bad Boy had a clothing line or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Sean John.
No. There was also a Bad Boy clothing line.
Sean John.
Nah, there was a Bad Boy clothing. Wasn't there a Bad Boy clothing line? I know Biggie was about to have a clothing line called something. Biggs. Hold on, I'm pulling up the picture right now. Just keep talking.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe y'all actually out here buying Popeye's clothing.
Oh, it's happening.
Clothing line.
It's for real.
They should have just hooked up with Fashion Nova. That's what they wanted to do.
I mean, look at.
Let me see this.
Look at that. They making it. They trying to make it fresh, B.
Is this regular? This is regular.
They got. You gotta go to the home page too.
This is regular.
That's one. That's one selection, man. Cam, I promise you, you're going to want this.
No, I'm not.
I promise you, dog.
I'm not wearing
no
Popeye clothing
line. This is your type of fashion.
No.
You down with chicken fashion? Come on, hold on.
No, man.
And it's called That Look from Popeyes. You can go to thatlookfrompopeyes.com. This is not, okay, here we go.
Bad line.
Here we go.
Bad line. $40 for a hooded jacket.
Scroll down. Look, they got all black people as the models.
Of course. This is trash.
What? Hannah, you don't like Popeye's chicken? Yeah.
We not talking about the chicken. We talking about the clothes. Everyone likes the chicken.
Would you buy the clothes? You looking at it right now, huh?
It's not good. It's just not good. No, I'm not wearing that.
I'm just saying.
And they
man.
Had the bad slogan. They should have said clothing line when you're fried. That's what I would have said. Yeah. If you really want to be funny.
But I kind of in a weird way, I kind of appreciate it. I appreciate that they are trying to be involved in the culture as much as possible while trying to. Obviously, they have a product. Just like us, we have a product. Dormtainment's a product.
It's different.
Comedy Trap Out's a product.
It's different.
We're putting out product. And we're trying everything. We try everything in our power while staying true to us to try to be a part of the culture.
That's a publicity
right?
stunt.
Is it? But they're actually selling it, though.
I know they're selling it, of course.
So how is it a publicity stunt?
That they're going to profit off. You profit off your publicity stunts.
Yeah, but that's the motto of a business. It's to profit.
I can't get down with that. I'm not wearing no Popeyes.
I'm gonna get you that.
First, it don't even look that good.
I think you look fresh.
It look regular.
I think you could definitely. We're gonna take a picture of you.
That's your colors.
As a proper,
you wear fall colors.
Yeah.
So you should get it.
I'm telling you, dog. It do kind. It can do kind of look.
Speaking
like
of somebody who eat Popeyes, Rick Ross.
Oh my God.
If y'all don't know, Rick Ross has a 109 room mansion. In Atlanta. They filmed Coming to America 2 there. This is where he lives. And when he was talking about his house, he said he added on to it. And I was like, what are you adding on that you already don't have? But my main thing that we was talking about the other day, I'm like, imagine you live in the room the furthest from the front door
mm-hmm.
and the doorbell rings.
It would take you 35 minutes to get there.
You know how frustrating that's going to be if you don't have some type of
if you on the other side of the house
motorcycle
in the front
to get over there or some scooter.
No,
that's a long walk.
A motorcycle?
It's big enough? You got a 109 room mansion. You think a motorcycle can't fit in there?
That just sounds ridiculous. Like this is the thing. Even if I had a house that big and I said fuck it, everybody that needs somewhere to stay that I know that you know. Family,
you
friends.
You don't know 109 people.
I don't even know if I know 109 people. But I do. I do. And I have a lot of family and I have a lot. So the people that I would want could come stay over there, all that, right? It could feel like, you know, that's what makes it a home when you have a big house.
They could shoot Fast 9 in there.
They could shoot all the action scenes in there. But the thing is, it doesn't feel like a home. It's too big to
it's
feel
a
like
hotel.
A home. Yeah, it's
or
like a
apartment
hotel.
Complex.
109 rooms.
He said it took 3 days to go through the whole house. Oh, what he said about 3 days? Remember you saying
that? Yeah, no, it's the first time he bought it, it took him 3 days to get through the whole house.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. You going to get lost in your house?
You could get lost in your house.
No, I don't want to do that. Nah, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, I feel like even if I moved everyone I knew in, everyone gets a bedroom and everyone gets an office.
And you could not see them if
work.
You wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
And we you could not see them if you wanted
if
to.
If we not fucking with each other right now, you got to go to, like, quadrant F.
You got to use,
like,
you got to use,
fucking
you
building.
Have to use Waze to get to my bedroom.
Oh.
Because you going to get lost.
You pull up the Uber app and come get
turn
so
left
get
on
you.
The steps. You going to get
Dog.
Lost.
I can't like, imagine living.
Could you? Cleaning that house up.
But my thing is Rick Ross really that ballin'? Because I heard it's actually Evander Holyfield's old house. And it's on the outskirts of Atlanta.
He had a bunch of kids, but they still didn't need all that room.
He ain't have even if he had 50 kids, that's too much. Even if you had 50 kids, that's too much. Come on, man. Nah, I don't know. I don't know. Is that even true, though, that it's 109 rooms? Like, they didn't take you in the house. The tour I saw,
because
they ain't really take you in the house.
They ain't got enough film. It said it took them 3 days to go through the house. They're going to run out of film.
They have over
You got to spend the night to see the whole house.
Dog, 500 hours of video footage from Rick Ross's house.
You could look.
That's crazy.
For the whole year.
They did shoot something in there, too, right? You told me.
Coming to America.
That's Joffy. I mean, or that's Eddie Murphy's house. Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know who house is going to be, okay. But they shot it there, so it could be his palace, which would make sense. It's big enough. But you could sleep in a different room every night.
That's wild, B.
Like, you imagine how much it costs to furnish that place or the utility bills, the maintenance. He has a huge pool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is he really that ballin'? I know Rick Ross is ballin'.
He was a record label owner. He talked about those big deals he got, like $50 million and stuff. I don't know. You got artists that's big. You got Wale. You got Meek Mill. He got himself. He sells stuff. He sells beard pomades. He sells clothes.
See,
like
that's
Popeyes.
The shit I'm talking about. Man, we need to get on some beard pomade.
He ain't coming to America.
Fuck.
He was in that show we used to watch, the that got canceled on Stars with the mob in Miami. He was in that.
I mean,
he got money. And then it's Atlanta. It's gonna be way cheaper there. Couldn't do that in the, he couldn't do that in L.A.
Or Miami.
Or Miami. Yeah, that's an Atlanta thing.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. And he's out on the outskirts, too. So it's going to be cheaper. All that land.
Where was it? Hydesville? Or Fayetteville? I don't know. But yeah, that's crazy, man.
All right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
We got some questions.
These fine questions.
There was another trailer that came out. Oh, Mulan.
I ain't seen that.
What you think about Mulan?
Like
the animation.
The animation Mulan?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Eddie Murphy was in it as the dragon.
I thought it was cool when I was a kid. It wasn't one of my favorites. Like, yeah. When it was time to pick a movie in elementary, that I was never trying to pick Mulan.
Right. So I liked it as a kid. Like that. Yeah, but it didn't stick with me like that.
Disney, you know, it's Disney. They all going to be good, but it didn't stick with me.
What you think about Hunchback of Notre Dame? Notre Dame?
That's another one. Like, I watched it. I know it, but I wasn't trying to pick that to watch over all the other ones.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's whatever.
That was one of the first animated movies I saw in theaters.
That's funny. All right. Crush Paradise. You had a great childhood.
That was one of the worst movies.
What's up, DT? Hope the vibes are... Wait. First, let me apologize. I thought I pressed the publish button last night. I woke up to go look at the questions, and I didn't.
So when are we doing the questions video? I thought we were supposed to
start
last week.
Rome is coming back today, and he's running that. So... I'm assuming next week.
All right. I just don't want the fans thinking.
Well, tell Rome to stay home. y'all go to Rome IG and right under the latest picture. Stay home.
Stay in the
Everyone
trap
write,
house.
Stay home. This stay. He won't even know what's going on. Just say stay home. He's like, what the hell? Why y'all keep
stay
saying
home.
This? All right, Crush Paradise. What's up, DT? Hope the vibes are well. Would you rather fight a class of fifth graders or one NFL-bound college senior?
A class of fifth graders. Hell yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. I'd be kicking them left and right.
Yeah. Of course.
Until that big ass fifth grader comes.
Like Andy Reid. You seen when he was in fifth grade?
He was huge.
He was his size now. Lulu, hey y'all. I hope y'all are feeling good. My question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done on a date? I went on a bowling date with this nigga the other day and forgot his name when I was typing them into the screen. Laugh out loud. I faked a sneeze, then went to my bag to get a tissue, so he put his name in himself. In my defense, we had smoke first, so my memory was not at its peak. Plus, he had a very regular name that was easy to forget. I feel like that would make it easier to remember.
Yeah.
But
that's tough on a first date.
What's
though?
Your most embarrassing
but
thing?
But I don't feel like that's that embarrassing. It's a first date. Okay, I forgot your name. Like,
but it depends on the history before the date. If y'all been talking for a while, then you like you shouldn't know this person's
okay,
name.
Okay. But if
he's
been,
texting you,
if
he's
y'all
calling
been texting
you.
For like okay, I
like
can see that.
I would have just went to my messages. My latest message would have to be with that person.
But how long do people really talk first before they go on a date now?
Everyone's different. It's subjective.
Yeah,
because
I like
saying,
to. I if I get your number in the hopes of, you know, I'm trying to take you out. I mean, that's the point. Is
it
to
depends,
take you out, and that's where
it
I get
depends
to,
how you met him.
We
it's
see
steps.
If we fuck
it
with
depends
each other.
How you met him. If you met him online, it's steps. I gotta FaceTime you first. I gotta make sure you real.
Right.
So
right,
it's
right.
like it's talking in the DM.
Okay.
You get the number.
But sometimes
you
they talk, go by you, different names on that.
That's what I'm saying. You get the number, you start texting, maybe phone call. Within that first 2 days, if we can't FaceTime and you making excuses, you fake.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm out of here.
Right.
So
right,
I need
right.
to FaceTime you. Right. Then after that, then we could do the date.
Yeah. Is it the same way on Grindr?
You're funny. You're funny.
You're hilarious. I'm just asking.
I'm
to, I don't know.
I'm about to answer something. I'm not even. I ain't on no dating sites. Last dating site I was.
That's a gay one too. You know
I,
that?
Right? I, the last dating site I was on was Black Planet. That's when I was getting in it, sending messages. But you have any embarrassing stories on dates?
First date stories, or just any date stories?
This any date.
What's a good date story? I know I have one.
I have one that come to mind. It ain't necessarily the date is what happened after.
I kind of got one. You go first, please. Yeah.
So I went on this. This was when I was in Atlanta. I went on this date, and then I like skating. So I was like, let's go ice skating. It was December in Atlanta. So I take the girl. We go ice skating and everything. And the shoes the buddy gave me, when he first gave it to me, they had like, it was a little stench in the shoes. Mm-hmm. So I made them spray. They be spraying. Yeah. I'm like, can you spray in? Like, and then he sprayed, and those were like the only ones available in my size, and they still was stained. I'm like, man, I hope this shit don't. But I'm like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
So we skating for like 30 minutes. Just skating, getting
just,
it in.
Just stewing.
Just going in. I take them things off. Now the smell is on my feet, on my socks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, like, I'm about to go home, so fuck it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe go eat. So I put my shoes back on. She said, you want to come back to my place?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, so cool. So get in there. That's a whole story how I got in there.
Yeah.
But then when I get in there, I'm taking my stuff off. She go to the bathroom, so I'm going to the bathroom. Like, cool. I take my shoes off. That smell from the skates.
It came in functified.
I'm looking around the room. I don't want her to think this is my feet thing. I'm looking around. What's in here? I found air freshener. I started spraying in my shoes on my feet.
Yeah, that's happening.
I took
to
the socks off, stuffed them in there, sprayed them with that lotion.
Man.
And it worked.
Yeah.
But that was embarrassing.
You know what? That's happened to me too,
kind of.
That was embarrassing. It was kind of, this time cheap, because it wasn't a first date, but it was the second.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, it was the first time.
Well, she didn't say first. She said this date.
Okay. So it was the second date. And I went to this girl, like, we went to dinner, went back to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And no. What happened was, this is when we lived in Atlanta. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you remember, we lived across the street from somebody I was talking to at the time. There was a girl, not the second one. Wait, this is early on.
Which complex?
This is in Lindbergh.
Okay.
Okay. This is
okay. I know what you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
Not long term.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Okay. Exactly what you're talking about. All right. I still follow her on IG.
That's hilarious.
See updates.
Yeah. So one time, this is first time kind of talking with her or whatever. I think we met in the complex around there or something. And mm-hmm. this was my first time over to her crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we had just planned, like me, Cam, and Chaz or Rome. Somebody used to play catch outside, mm-hmm. like sometimes.
Sound like me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we used to throw the football back and forth, whatever.
And Fred around. The Frisbee.
Yeah. And so I was going over to her house. She said, hey, come through. And I go back home, and I put on some flip-flops because mm-hmm. I was, playing out with some dirty sneakers or whatever. So I put on some flip-flops, and I just walk over to her crib. And, you don't smell yourself too much while you outside. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's a lot of wind going on, all that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm walking across. I get in her apartment. And as soon as I step in, I smell a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, is that why she's stinking like that? I'm like, why her apartment smell like
that? Don't want to take no accountability.
Bro, no, I didn't believe it.
No stink accountability.
So I walked in there, and, I went to sat down. And as soon as I sat down, you get that little bit of whiff mm-hmm. of just like, I just must. And I was like, oh, shit.
Before you continue, let me ask one important detail. Did you have a cutoff shirt on?
No, I didn't have a cutoff shirt on. I had a regular T-shirt. Okay. I had a T-shirt, some shorts, and obviously these stank-ass socks and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I smelled myself, and I swear to God, I go to the bathroom. I'm like, hold on, let me. I tell her I'm not feeling good. I go to the bathroom. I take a full-on shower.
Duh.
I took a full shower.
No. I'm gonna be baffled if someone say, "Hold on, let me use the bathroom right here," and I hear my shower go on.
I took a full shower.
I'm gonna have so many questions.
No, I had to rinse off for something. I looked under her cabinets and I saw some. So I took a white man shower, no washcloth, straight bar to body, and I had to rinse off just so I can just be around this girl for a second before.
I would have been outside the door like Chris Hansen. As soon as you come out, have a seat.
Yeah. No,
I got a bunch of questions. Wait, why you just took a shower?
Listen,
I know you had to prepare for that.
What are you saying?
But I know you had to prepare. I would be thinking what my answer is going
to
be.
I was saying I was sick. I said, oh, I didn't feel good. I kind of had to throw up in your toilet, so I ended up taking a shower.
That's terrible.
Something like that.
If you say threw up on yourself.
Yeah, I said.
But then you had to put them clothes back on, so that's bad. You couldn't say that.
I don't remember. I just remember I had to rinse off, and I remember just feeling embarrassed and walking the fuck out.
You know what I would have said? I would have said, like, I just got this fever. I felt so hot, I had to get cold water on me. I swear, I felt like I was about to pass out.
Yeah, it might have been something like, I can't remember. It was so many years ago, but it was some dumbass excuse, and I just remember being embarrassed as fuck, and luckily, we still made that sweet bang bang, baby.
But you left.
No, not that day.
Oh, okay,
later on. Yeah, she.
When you came back in your cutoff shirt.
I was fresh, though. Oh, yeah. I was smelling fresh.
Oh, man. All right. Sierra.
Fresh bottle of cool water on me.
You probably was spraying Axe back then. I never used Axe like that.
But I used it because of Curve and
cool water.
Oh,
in
yeah.
That Versace in the green bottle. Oh, yeah. With the Medusa
cheap
face.
Ass cologne.
Oh, yeah. Good day. You have used the Michael Jordan cologne?
Yes, like, I have.
Shit stunk, man. I never wore that.
No, he had like three different types. One of them was okay.
One time I got that for Christmas, I threw it away. Someone gave it to me at Christmas. I'm not wearing no Michael Jordan cologne. Good day, DT. Happy Black History Month. Whoop, whoop.
Ooh, he smelled like J's.
He smelled like a triple-double. How are you gentlemen going to celebrate the month? Hopefully there are not MLK, Malcolm X, or Harriet Tubman promotional parties. Laugh out loud. I already seen some grand foolery of some blackface online. We may have the shortest month of the year, but it's the most powerful, impacting month. Much love, C. We wouldn't have hairbrushes today without the black inventor, Lydia D. Newman, 1898.
Hey, okay. Is that real? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What's her name?
Lydia D. Newman, 1898. But I'm not necessarily doing anything to celebrate, but it was a coincidence that the book I'm reading now is by Claude Anderson, and it's called, hold on one second. It is called Powernomics, a national plan to empower Black America. I didn't plan to read that in February. I'm just trying to read a book every month. And the book I read in January, this was the next book I had ready to read. So it just happened to fall on Black History Month. So I guess I'll celebrate in doing that.
I guess it is Lyda, L-Y-D-A. Lyda Dinuman? Lydia? Is that how you pronounce Lydia?
No, I knew someone that was Lydia and spelled it like that. Okay. So that's what I'm going to say. I could
Hannah,
be wrong.
Would that be right in your opinion? Lydia for L-Y-D-A?
D-I-A.
No, it's not D-I-A.
Oh, well, just, she put
at least
I-A.
In Google, it's L-Y-D-A
okay.
Dinuman.
Well, she put on here L-Y-D-I-A. So
all
that's what.
Well, either way, that person was an African-American inventor. Who invented the hairbrush that could be taken apart easily for cleaning. She was granted U.S. patent in
1898,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, she was born 1885 in Ohio. What was Ohio now? You got questions about going to in 1898.
It didn't change much. Still kind of look the same. All right.
It's hilarious. But that's awesome. That's a cool little tidbit. But Yo, real quick, we got to talk about the dude on Joe Rogan. I'm about to look up his name. There was a dude on Joe Rogan. I think it was by Friday. He posted it. It was a brother that... I forget his name escapes me. I'm looking for it, but he.
It was a regular. It was a. I guess you're right because it was a regular name. Daryl Davis.
Was it Daryl Davis?
Daryl Davis. I remember regular names.
Daryl Davis. Yeah,
Daryl Davis.
Daryl Davis. Very, very, very interesting conversation and very informative and very almost.
Actually taking steps for change.
Real steps for change and nuance the way he thought. I just love this interview.
Know,
please watch it. He's basically converted like 200. 200?
Well, I thought you told me 200.
Maybe
in total.
Definitely 30 maybe heads, he
that's
said.
That's crazy.
But it
that's
might
a crazy
be 200
difference.
In total that's been affected. They
okay.
said 200 has been affected.
So 30 by him personally. He converted. Well,
KKK
helped,
members.
Helped to convert KKK members to give up the Klan and realize that what they're doing is stupid, basically.
And this is one thing that I always kind of, like, the last couple years I've tried to preach to myself in life, like, yo, is... Like, over anything. Like, you know I'm a go-hard type of person, but at the same time, what's can be more
that's
beneficial.
Why your shirts ain't got no sleeves.
out here dieseling. But my thing is finesse, right? Mm-hmm. Finesse is one of the most important things you can do in life, right? Because it doesn't take always, you know, it's kind of work smarter, not harder kind mm-hmm. of ordeal where, you know, people so try to go into something with so much emotion that it can blind you from, you know, getting something done or seeing whatever you can take away from the situation mm-hmm. or learn from the situation, whatever. But when you have the mindset of finesse, you know, finesse, not go out there and take or not go out there, finesse it. Like, if, yo, I want this to happen. So in order to get there without me bullying my way in or without me, let me finesse it. Mm-hmm. And this guy is a real example of that.
A finesse,
he's a finesse because
you got to sing it.
To finesse. Yeah. It sounds like Vanessa. Yeah.
Finesse. You know?
But very interesting interview with Joe Rogan. I thought it was one of, like, I watch a lot of Joe Rogan, so I think this is one of his best
that
interviews.
Was interesting. Very interesting.
Maybe ever. Honestly, in my opinion, like, it's tops for me. Great interview.
Even like I love some of the quotes he was dropping. He, like, everything has humor in it, but some things we have to take a little more
serious. He was talking about Dave Chappelle on that. Yeah, that was real. Another thing he said, this was another dime, was he was like, some people can sit back and watch America change.
Or some people can stand up
and make the change.
Make sure it changes.
Make the change happen or something like that.
And
like,
that's what he's doing. Because he goes to the places where the Klan hangs out. Like, this is some risky stuff. Yeah. And then he talks to them, kind of befriends them, and then eventually they convert.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even take credit for it. He says, I led them to where they can convert. They converted themselves.
I
just, you know,
and I love
planted
that
the seed.
I love that he keeps their... their robes and masks. 2001 yeah. thing. He collected it's history. Their, it's a, it is a part yeah. of history. You can't destroy, you shouldn't destroy history. Like, even if it's bad or whatever.
That's why I still got that first club flyer we did.
That first club.
That's history.
That's history. That's history.
At some point, it's going to be history.
Exactly.
So I still got
good,
it.
Bad, or indifferent. We don't erase videos like on our dormtainment thing. We don't, like, you see our growth. You see
we may
our.
Put it on private.
We might put some things on private because it's like, yo, this isn't good necessarily, yeah. a good message. We've mm. grown out of that now. But yeah. at the same time, for the most part, we're leaving everything up there because you're seeing how our growth, you're seeing what we thought at the time, you see our changes, and I think that's very important to keep that. So anyway, it all goes back to check out that interview. I think it's a wonderful Black History Month yeah. Piece of information you could watch. So,
Felicia, okay. Hey y'all, in lieu of Valentine's Day coming, do y'all celebrate it? What has been the best gift you have gave and received? I just need ideas because I'm tired of making vagina a gift. That's a lazy gift. That's when you don't want to put any thought into it. Of course, that's the bonus. That's the bonus gift.
Yeah,
but,
right.
you know, that's yeah, the most time you forget a gift or something. That could be a lazy gift. But,
you know, they have that whole thing on, I don't know. I just don't know. Women, you know, I think our culture dictates that they're not the ones that necessarily have to finesse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, they
but
don't have to do much.
Too.
But we have
emotions.
We want
to feel special too.
We want to be taken care of, you know, sometimes.
You that's what, that should have been about. That should have been a Super Bowl commercial. That would have been hilarious.
Ooh. What?
Like dudes complaining about not getting gifts for Valentine's
Day.
Oh, that would have
been
so funny.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Damn. All right, for the future.
Yeah.
But I told the one time when I came in town, I surprised my ex and took her. She didn't know I was coming. I told her I couldn't make it, so I flew in town and took her to the beach. All this stuff. So, but yeah. Do you celebrate it, and what has been the best gift you gave on Valentine's Day?
Probably a trip. Not out the country, but a trip.
Quick trip?
A walk to Quick Trip,
a
nigga.
A walk to Quick Trip? Slushy machine?
Yeah, that's probably best thing. You know, honestly.
Be careful. Your girl listening.
Oh shit!
Maybe watch it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What would be make you happy? You know,
it's not about I need something. It's just thoughtful stuff, you know.
Yeah,
just because
yeah.
you know we gotta
like,
put thought into
me?
It,
yeah.
so it's just like when the thought is reciprocated, the same energy is reciprocated. It's nice. We men. Just because we men don't mean we don't like to feel special.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I still take some pussy though.
Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of times girls are just, that's it. That's
yeah,
all I'm going
to
give you thing. You know, nah, some dudes want you to put some thought into it too.
Yeah, I can see
that. That's easy. You could forget. You could totally forget everything and
right.
just offer that.
Right.
But we
right.
can't do that. We can't just offer.
No. No,
just going to give
not
you some penis.
No, they don't give a fuck about the penis. That's just a means to an end. Nope. Oh, yeah.
So, Jesus, whoever posts these slipping up, I went through the whole Super Bowl wondering if y'all were going to do a podcast. Question this week is 50 Cent versus Tekashi 6ix9ine. Who is the better troll on the internet? P.S. If y'all ever wonder why ocean is salty, it's because the land won't wave back. That's funny.
That's some good
That's
black
That's a good
history,
dad
huh?
joke. That's a good dad joke. That's a good dad joke.
Nice.
50 Cent, you've been doing it longer and been doing it at a high level for a long time.
I don't know. Is 50 Cent? 50 Cent is a troll
he's
for
the
sure.
granddaddy of trolls.
No, but he's a bully. He's a granddaddy.
That's a part of trolling.
That's a part. But do you call him like you
all
know
the
this
jokes he make on people when he's all the jokes he made on Ja Rule, all the jokes he made
but
on Rick Ross.
It's usually people that start shit with him, right?
Sometimes not. He be starting shit,
people
too.
People owe him money. People,
he be going at people, too. That's his whole marketing plan.
I know he's going right now at old girl from, he went at Tierra Marie.
Well, that's old.
And then also, but they still in court. They say he's trying to sue for more money.
Oh, she
another
lost.
$1,000.
Yeah, she lost. See, that's trolling stuff, man. That's trolling stuff.
Ow.
Still my favorite one. My favorite one is what he told Jim Jones. They arguing online. Oh, he told Jim Jones, I got to go. I'm going to the UFC fight in London. And I know you're not going to be there because it's expensive.
Because it's expensive. I said
that's one of the worst ways of telling someone they're broke. Because I know Jim Jones automatically went logged on. Yeah. See how much the tickets was cost. I'm like, I can afford that. He said, you ain't going to be there because it's expensive. That's one of the funniest ways to tell someone they broke.
You think Jim Jones got mad or you think he laughed at that? Like, for real,
He got mad.
You think he got mad?
He went and looked it up. He like, I can afford that. And then when he told Bow Wow to shut up because, took all your girls. Because 50 Cent, I think Trey Songz was talking about something online. Then Bow Wow just chipped in and started laughing at something. And he said, Bow Wow, shut up. Future took all your girls. And Bow Wow just laughed. What are you going to say?
What you going to say to 50 Cent, man?
What you going to do?
Nah, that's hilarious. I love, there's something that is so, like, yes, he is every part of, like, a bully and all. But why is he so likable?
I don't know. He's charismatic.
To me, something about him is so likable.
He's charismatic. He's just,
you can't not, like.
He's personable and he's charismatic.
You hear about some of these spots, like in Philly. They have, like, these cheesesteak spots that where the people, they yell at you and shit. Like, mm-hmm. What the hell do you want? You want something? And that's a part of the culture of the restaurants or whatever, in some of the restaurants. Like, I feel like that way with 50 Cent. You love it. You still love it. Like, that's what you go to him for, the experience of, you're going to be a part of this the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
He's just charismatic, man. He's got that smile. When you see him, if he smiles, you're going to smile back. Man, what's up, Fizzy?
He got that laugh.
He got good jokes. Yeah. He's hilarious. Him.
Yeah. Pimpin' Curly. Ever since those days. Like, how is this gangsta-ass nigga?
But, no, Rick Ross won so that. Funny. Rick Ross won that beef, though, to me. Because no one outside of Rick Ross... Rick Ross made the best music of his life.
The reason we give Rick Ross the win is because he survived it.
But he made some of the best music of his life during that time.
He made some of the best music, too. He made some of the best music. But I've never seen a nigga take a barrage of attack. Because 50 came after him with some good shit, too. But Rick Ross just kept coming with just good music. He would talk a little shit here and there.
Dunkey. He just kept, yeah,
he was a dunkey.
Dunkey.
Dunkey. But then 50 Cent put out this video of Rick Ross talking about clothing or something in a hallway, and he was like, you know, I got on this Louis Vuitton. Like, he was saying all the labels wrong.
But it didn't matter when that music was coming
out. That music's fire. That's what you just can't deny with Rick Ross.
All right, last question, Tyrese Jones. Damn, guess I only got 30 minutes, but what's up, DT? It's your favorite Seattle fan. I'm happy for the Chiefs as a long lifetime Seattle fan. It's only right I see my rivals get what they deserve. As competitors, not in an evil way, laugh out loud. Anyways, hope Rome got all the pitches he needed in Miami without getting his picks reported. Laugh out loud. Well, I only got 7 minutes before 10, so next week I'll try to think of something funnier to stay up, DT. Yeah, that's on me. My bad. But, yeah, that's all. Let me refresh it one more time. Let me see if there's any last ones came through. Nope, that's all.
Hey, thank you guys so much for the question. We got it. We got to make sure we do this video next week. Yeah. We got a set all popping. We got some new lights to set up for this extra video. We're going to be doing it. Make it fun.
That was a good podcast. That was a funny podcast.
Yeah, we got
What we learned in here for me is don't buy Popeye's clothing line. Ben Gasolina loves cut-off shirts.
Loves cut-off
shirts. Rick Ross' house is too big.
Too goddamn big.
And Kyle Shanahan lost his second Super Bowl. Damn.
It takes 45 minutes for Rick Ross to get to his front door. That's what I learned. Super Bowl ad. Hannah, did you have a favorite Super Bowl ad?
Oh, wait, MC Hammer?
Yeah. That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. I saw that. Outside of, like, it was a few to me. It was a few in between that.
I couldn't really hear them all, so, you know. Yo, the baby peanut dying. One? Remember they had, like, a funeral, then came back, and then they made that dolphin noise, right? It was a weird commercial.
I couldn't really hear it.
I heard the dolphin noise.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know, but all right. Appreciate y'all, man.
This is Comedy Trap House. We out. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.